You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Manufacturers in Michigan are pushing out this message to high school graduates that heading straight into a four-year college program is not the only path to a successful life with a well-paying job. A West Michigan effort called Discover Manufacturing is a way for manufacturers to show students, schools, and community colleges just what they can offer. In other words, close the talent gap, and get rid of the old stereotypes of a factory job. With us now is Jay Dunwell, president of Wolverine Coil Spring Company in Grand Rapids. Jay, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And we are happy to welcome Junior Aguilar. He's a setup technician at Wolverine Coil Spring and a graduate of Union High School in Grand Rapids. Junior, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Jay, for anyone who went through the Great Recession in this state, there is a very persistent memory, basically people being laid off from the kinds of manufacturing and factory jobs that their parents and grandparents had held. So there were pink slips and factories closing and jobs going to Mexico, going south. Is that a fair take on those lost years, do you think?
Well, there certainly was a significant transition in the manufacturing sector throughout that recession. But in today's manufacturing, it's such a different world that if parents, students, the community thinks that manufacturing is stagnant and the old dark, dirty, dingy, dead-end career paths that it may have once been, that has certainly changed. And we're hopeful that our efforts to expose students to these new careers and the true advanced manufacturing that exists in our state today is something that will help change that perception.
I saw one statistic that there will be well over 800,000 job openings in our state between now and 2024. This is this talent gap. How much of this is because baby boomers are retiring?
It's a big factor. We love to do the demographics of our community as well as our individual companies. And it's kind of daunting how many baby boomers are nearing that retirement stage. And as we grow, manufacturing is quite healthy now. That need to be more and more productive is ever present, but we're not gonna solve it with entirely productivity improvements. We're going to need to attract talent and dislocated workers to the manufacturing sector.
So as you go around and you talk with students or you meet people in schools, counselors, teachers, what are some of the misconceptions that you are hearing about manufacturing and its jobs?
Well, I think the biggest one is that it's low tech and that the work environment is unattractive. The technology used even in our little spring manufacturing company is pretty phenomenal. We enjoy bringing bus tours or bringing our equipment to events where lots of students might be gathering just so they can see, really, that's how you bend wire into whatever shape an engineer might invent to facilitate his purposes. And so the technology, I think, is one of the big perceptions that needs to be changed in the community. And when they see the work environment, that it's bright and the floors are clean and the air doesn't smell and there's groups of folks that are really using problem solving and their minds, not just their muscles, to solve problems and produce product. I think that's a whole different manufacturing environment than they're used to.
And so this effort, Discover Manufacturing, is a part of West Michigan Works. So how does this help with this mission? What are you doing in Discover Manufacturing to kind of basically sell manufacturing to prospective employees?
The state and the federal government both said, you know what, manufacturing is very important to our economies of both state and federal levels. And so when Governor Snyder said, instead of West Michigan Works being focused on dislocated workers, but to focus more on the employers and the employers' talent needs, West Michigan Works came to a group of manufacturers that have been getting together for years under the Right Place and our Manufacturers Council. And West Michigan Works said, you know, Jay, if you could organize your committee more regionally, you might be able to do a whole lot more than just as a small Kent County effort. And since then, we've been trying to do basically three things: promote our industry, utilize better training with our training partners, whether it's the curriculum or the capacity of the training programs, as well as just outreach and connection and communication throughout the region.
So you are really speaking directly to talent and saying, come see what we have to offer. Junior, how did you end up working at Wolverine Coil Spring?
I actually took a tour. My school, Union High School, they gave us the opportunity to come into Wolverine and take a tour of the place. And then that same day, they gave us sheets to fill out and applications if we wanted to take this opportunity to come back. And I did that, and here I am still 3 years, right after high school, 3 years still going.
Here you are, you're in high school. Before you went on this tour and you actually were there at Wolverine and you saw it in action, what did you think working in a factory was like, Junior?
I've always heard it was just a basic, you know, you're standing in one spot doing the same thing all day, whereas here you're not. You're always, it's always a lot of hands-on work, which me personally, I like a lot. Challenging as well, which I like a lot too. Keeps me busy throughout the day. Not always are the, you know, the machines are not always running perfect, so you got to fine-tune them here and there, which takes up time as well, and that's what I like most about it.
Kind of that troubleshooting and solving problems.
Yeah, exactly.
When you think of the kinds of jobs that you're saying, Jay Dunwell, are out there and that there will be all these job openings between now and 2024, what kinds of jobs are we talking about and how do they pay?
There's a significant transition from, you know, the manual using your muscles as opposed to your mind type work. And I think that's just going to continue. The technology that's implemented in today's manufacturing is really where we need the talent to focus. So it's the folks that can handle CNC programming. It's the folks that can understand programmable logic controls. And this whole world of mechatronics is, you know, quickly emerging. So I think the pay for the entry-level position is going to keep going up and up because the skill set required of those entry-level positions is going to continue to go up and up. And with the, you know, supply and demand curves of talent, the starting wages continue to go up and up.
You know, you and other manufacturing executives, Jay, are going through efforts like Discover Manufacturing. So you are reaching out to students like Junior, bringing him in and letting him see what it's like. You're reaching out to parents, teachers, and counselors with this message, you know, manufacturing is not what you think it is. It's not what it used to be. But what's at stake if you don't get more people going into skilled trades?
Well, the challenge will be to continue to automate. You know, there are a lot of businesses that think, you know, we're going to drive direct labor as low as we possibly can just to survive in the talent market we're currently in. You know, Wolverine continues to make efforts to enhance automation. We have a lot of fun with students when they walk into our plant and they see one particular very simplistic way of automating something. A product will fall out of a stress relieving oven into a tote. And that tote is attached to it's basically like a slide that you might see on a playground, but there's a magnetic conveyor underneath the slide, and it picks up a spring and carries it from beneath the stress relieving oven up this slide and dumps it into a barrel. Years ago, would have staff people pick up baskets of springs and put them into these barrels. Well, you know, we're gonna save every minute of labor that we possibly can by investing in very simple but effective ways to help be more productive. So the talent need just continues to grow on the technical side of things, the problem-solving things, the soft skills of responsibility and teamwork type stuff.
How successful in West Michigan has Discover Manufacturing been, do you think, in this outreach effort?
Well, I'm very proud of some of the projects that Discover Manufacturing has been a part of. The most key project has been the My Career Quest event that's been held the last 4 years in DeVos Place. This past spring, we had over 9,000 students come through in one day exploring careers in manufacturing, construction, IT, and healthcare. And if you can imagine 700 and some odd students coming at you every 24 minutes and you need to expose them to the excitement of your career opportunities in your particular industry, that's a lot of fun. And that's gotten a lot of, sells out like a rock concert. The demand is so strong. Manufacturing Week is a big push in early October to open up doors to manufacturing facilities and In the past year, we had over 7,000 students visit over 166 manufacturers. Our hope is to have over 8,000 this coming October. So, you know, those are the efforts to say, hey, we are a different industry than we used to be. Come check it out. Come see for yourself.
Jay Dunwell, Junior Aguilar with Wolverine Coil Spring Company, talking about Discover Manufacturing. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.